Unit 5. Checking in the hotel. Part A. Know-how for tour guides. 1. Checking in the hotel. Miss Lin Juan, a guide from Anhui Overseas Travel Service, meets the Browns at the airport. She picks them up and takes them to the Hefei Shangri-La Hotel. Afterwards, she leaves with the driver and hurries back to take care of her mother in the hospital. 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you have just heard.
1. As a local guide, Miss Lin Juan should not leave the Browns in the hotel without fulfilling the basic requirements.
2. She should help the Browns check in the hotel.
3. She should ask the bellman to deliver the luggage to their room.
4. She should tell them about the facilities and service items in the hotel.
5. She should arrange the first meal for them.
6. She must arrange morning call for them.
7. She may tell them about the itinerary just for the day of arrival and the next day.
8. She may inform them of the first meeting place and parking lot if applicable. 2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. Do you think the guide should tell tourists about the hotel facilities after they check in?
2. Why does the guide need to tell tourists about the service items? 2. Room standard. After they check in, the Browns find their room is below the contract standard. They are so angry that they just stay in the lobby and refuse to take key card. Miss Lin Juan hurries back to the hotel after she receives the call, but she is at a loss what to do. 1. Listen carefully and match the information in column A with that in column B. There are two extra items in column B.
1. Miss Lin Juan should negotiate with the hotel manager and demand that the rooms conform to the terms specified in the contract.
2. If the manager agrees that the double rooms replace the single rooms or pay the Browns some money as the settlement, she should consult with the Browns to see if they agree.
3. If the manager refuses to compensate for the loss incurred by the room below the contract standard, she should lay out the terms of claim and discuss them with the Browns.
4. She should lodge a claim against the hotel and arrange another hotel for the guests after she receives instructions from her travel agency. 2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. Do you think tourists can check in the hotel which is below the contract standard? Why or why not?
2. How does a guide handle the case if the tourist asks for a better room? Part B. Listening comprehension. After having a satisfactory settlement, the Browns enter their room. Mr. Brown watches the travelogue on TV about Bao Gong's Memorial Hall, while Mrs. Brown has a bath. 1. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
Bao Gong's Memorial Hall. Bao Gong's Memorial Hall, as its name suggests, is a memorial hall to commemorate Bao Zheng, an upright official in the Northern Song Dynasty. The Memorial Hall is located in Bao He Park, just southwest of the city centre of Hefei, Anhui Province. It was first built in the period 1488 to 1505 of the Ming Dynasty and was rebuilt in 1882 and 1946 respectively. It is a typical ancient architectural complex with style imitating that of the Song Dynasty. Covering an area of 1 hectare, it mainly consists of the main hall, the second hall, the west and east wing halls, the Banbi corridor, and the steel pavilion. In the main hall, a bronze statue of Lord Bao, which is 3 meters in height and 2.5 tons in weight, is displayed. By the side of the memorial hall, there is a pavilion with a well in it. The well is named Lian Chuan, Honest and Clean Well. Legend has it that those officials who have not been honest and clean dare not drink the water from the well. Bao Cheng is known otherwise as Bao Gong, Lord Bao. He was famous as an upright and capable official, as well as a fearless, impartial judge who passed true verdicts in all the cases he tried. The people called him Just Judge Bao in the Northern Song Dynasty.
2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.
1. Who is Bao Cheng? What do you think of him? Can you describe his personality?
2. Where is the Bao Gong's Memorial Hall located? When was it built?
3. Where was the bronze statue of Lord Bao replaced in the memorial? What is the size of the statue?
4. What is the name of the well in the Bao Gong's Memorial Hall? Why did people give it such a name? Part C. Situational Dialogue. Mount Huangshan. After they visit Shi Di and Hongchung, the Browns arrive at the foot of Mount Huangshan. Mr. Brown asks the guide whether Mount Huangshan is more beautiful than Mount Taishan. Miss Lin Juan answers the question while they are hiking in the mountain. 1. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. If it is true, put T in the space provided, and F if it is false.
Among the Wuye, 5 sacred mountains in China, Mount Taishan is the best. Of all the mountains in China, Mount Huangshan is most beautiful.
Oh, I see. One is famous for its profound culture, and another is well known for its beautiful landscape.
Right. In order to fully view the beauty of Mount Huangshan, you have to reach the peak areas. This is made much easier because we have the Telfers. Now, we'll take Cloud Valley Telfer to the White Goose Ridge.
Okay, let's go. At the White Goose Ridge.
So fast. Now, we've arrived at the White Goose Ridge. Look afar. What a beautiful landscape. The sun is shining brightly while the cool wind is blowing.
That's very nice. I feel the breeze is blowing my face. I think nobody can resist the charm of the beautiful valleys and peaks here.
Then you can sit here and refresh yourself while enjoying the beautiful scenery for a while. Mr. Brown, you are really lucky today. Look, a vivid rainbow is flying over 2 peaks.
Very beautiful. I'd like to take more pictures here. Heading for the North Sea Scenic Area.
Well, we're heading for the North Sea Scenic Area. There you can see 3 wonders of Mount Huangshan, except for hot springs. They are strange pines, absurd stones, and sea of clouds.
Fantastic! We watched 3 wonders in 1 day. That's enough.
In the North Sea Scenic Area, you can see many charming tourist sites. The Xixin Peak, the Lion Peak, the refreshing and clear terrace, the monkey gazing at the sea, the flying stone and more. If you want to see them all, you have to stay here tonight.
We don't want to hurry all the way. We'd like to enjoy the charming landscape. The strange pines, absurd stones and sea of clouds are all fantastic. At the Xixin Peak.
The Xixin Peak is the first scenic spot we're going to visit in the North Sea Scenic Area. No one believes the magic of Mount Huangshan only when he comes to the Xixin Peak.
This peak really lives up to its reputation. I see the peak is covered with grotesque stones. The pines of various shapes just stand on the rocks.
Oh, yes. You may view the peak from different angles. The spectacular rocky peak will inspire your imagination. Many stones take the shape of human and animal figures.
That's basically true. Some look like old man, some look like birds, and other like animals.
Fantastic, isn't it? It is one of four wonders on Mount Huangshan absurd stones. Every stone has its own fantastic legend. Just have a rest. We'll leave for the refreshing and clear terrace in 20 minutes.
Thank you. 2. Divide the class into groups and do the dialogue. Pay attention to your body language. Part D. Introduction to tourist site. The Browns are hiking on Mount Zhuhua. The landscape is not as beautiful as that of Mount Huangshan, but the places of historical interests are more alluring. Miss Lin Juan focuses on her introduction on the Buddhist temples which peacefully nestle among the green hills. 1. Listen carefully and remember the places of interest, events and features of Mount Zhuhua.
1. The Hua Cheng Temple is the oldest temple, which serves as the main temple on Mount Zhuhua.
2. The Bai Sui Temple, Temple of 100 Years, is one of the most important temples, where the legend about the monk Wu Xie has been told for hundreds of years.
3. The Ru Sheng Bao Tian, Precious Hall of Bodhisattva Incarnate, is a Buddhist holy place. The story about Kim Chiao Jue will certainly intrigue the tourists. Mount Zhuhua. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mount Zhuhua. It is one of the four important Buddhist mountains in China, along with Mount Wutai in Shanxi, Mount Ermei in Sichuan, and Mount Putor in Zhejiang. According to historical records, Buddhism was first introduced to Mount Zhuhua in the year 401. In 719, a Korean monk named Kim Chiao Jue arrived and practiced Buddhism here for 75 years. Upon his nirvana in 794, Kim Chiao Jue was believed to be the incarnation of Bodhisattva Dijang. From then on, Mount Zhuhua has become the place where religious rituals were held to worship Bodhisattva Dijang. Now, we've arrived at the Zhuhua Street. It is the center of Mount Zhuhua, and many important Buddhist temples are scattered along the street. The first site we're going to visit is the Huacheng Temple. It is the oldest, holiest temple, and serves as the main temple on the mountain. Before we enter the temple, I'd like to mention three things. Don't walk on the door sills, don't take pictures, don't smoke, and don't disturb the monks while they are meditating or chanting scriptures. Now, here is Huacheng Temple. Compared with other temples, you may think it looks simple and solemn, but the structure and decoration of the building are truly artistic. This is the hall of Sakyamuni, the main hall of the temple. Please look at wooden structure of the building. The engravings on lintels, brackets and roofs reinforce the brightness and liveliness of the building. The picture, Nine Dragons Playing with Pearls, is emplaced on the panel. It is a piece of ancient Chinese art and regarded as an important cultural relic of the Huacheng Temple. Now we walk east to the Bai Sui Temple, Temple of 100 Years. It is a must-see tourist site. During Emperor Wanli's reign of the Ming Dynasty, Wu Xia, a monk, came to Mount Jiahua when he was 26 years old. He meditated and practiced religion for 100 years on Mount Jiahua and copied Hui Yanqing Buddhist scripture into 81 volumes, with the blood of his tongue and fingers mixed with gold powder. When he was 126 years old, he passed away. The corpse of Monk Hu Xia has existed for over 400 years, but it is not yet decayed. Buddhist believers have been paying homage to the monk since ancient times. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see the Ru Sheng Baodian, Precious Hall of Bodhisattva Incarnate, another must-see tourist site of Mount Zhuhua. A legend has that the Korean prince Kim Chaojue came to China across the sea during the Tang Dynasty. He meditated for 75 years on Mount Zhuhua and achieved nirvana at the age of 99 when he passed away. Because he looked very much like Bodhisattva Dijang, described in Buddhist scripture, he was believed to be the incarnation of Bodhisattva Dijang. He was called Gold Bodhisattva Dijang by the Buddhist believers. Dijang Pagoda was built in memory of him. Now we come to the Rosheng Baodian. In front of the hall, there hangs an inscribed horizontal board with five Chinese characters. Dong Nan Di Yi Shan, the first mountain in the southeast. The hall is surrounded by exquisite stone pillars, carved and painted corridors. The floor is paved with white marble, and its roof is covered with iron tiles. Now we come to the centre of the hall. In front of us is the famous Dijang Pagoda, which houses Bodhisattva Dijang. It is a seven-storey pagoda made of wood. Please look at the top of the pagoda. It is decorated with a golden parasol. Inside the pagoda are eight niches on each story, and 56 statues of Dijang are enshrined in the niches. Have a rest. We'll meet at 11:30. See you later.
2. Make a simulated introduction of the tourist site and try to animate your introduction using methods of introduction you have learnt.